Good morning.
Another day, another devotional. We're a little tired this morning, a little tiring today. It's been a wild week so far, but God is good and we are grateful. So today's devotional is Exodus 18, 5 through 27. In the main verse today, Exodus 18, 24, Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. This devotional might touch some hearts today. Learning from the in-laws. I don't know why this is such a joke, right? My in-laws, ha ha ha. Is that in Brazil too? This thing here? Yeah, I'm blessed. I have the best mother-in-law I could ever ask for, ever dream of. She's amazing.
I'd like to spend more time with mine.
Yes, one day you will. So we're going to talk a little bit about Moses and how he listened to his father-in-law. And so here's the devotional today. When my friend Craig turned 40, most of the guests at his birthday party were his age, but several couples appeared much older, perhaps in their 60s or 70s. The older couples participated in the festivities along with the younger crowd, and everyone seemed to have a good time. Later, I learned these older couples were Craig's parents and in-laws of his best friend, Dave. It was refreshing to see my friends having such a great time with their in-laws. Usually we hear of in-law horror stories. When it comes to getting along with in-laws, Moses set a great example of how to do it right. Though Moses was undoubtedly the busiest man in Israel, he dropped everything to go out and meet his father-in-law. He bowed to Jethro and greeted him with a kiss. In that time, the culture bowing showed respect, but kissing was a sign of friendship. This is one of very few recorded incidents in the Bible in which bowing and kissing both occur. We might infer from this that not only did Moses respect his father-in-law, but he also considered him a friend. When was the last time you considered it your in-law a friend? Perhaps the biggest complaint about in-laws is that they tend to stick their noses where they don't belong. Jethro appeared to be doing that, at least initially. Jethro knew that Moses had a direct connection to God, but still dared to offer him advice. That's awesome. That's so funny. And amazingly, Moses listened to his father-in-law and implemented his advice. He could hear directly from God, but the father-in-law had something to give still, you know. We'll never know for sure why Moses was still open to Jethro. Perhaps it was part of Moses' meekness and led him to listen to others. But we can still learn from Jethro how to make others more receptive to listening. First, Jethro observed Moses. He didn't jump into Moses' business with an uninformed opinion. He expressed an opinion only after sitting with Moses through a long day of settling disputes. Second, Jethro asked questions to understand why Moses did the things he did. And third, when Jethro offered advice, he made sure Moses understood that it was given out of love. He didn't say, "Hey, you need to follow my advice so you will be a better husband and father." Instead, he expressed concern that Moses would wear himself out. Fourth, Jethro was a believer. When he offered advice, Moses knew it came from someone who worshipped the same God that he did. And when Jethro gave Moses solid, practical advice, he told Moses to follow it only if God agreed or commanded it. Thousands of years later, Jethro's words are still considered sound management advice. Perhaps their value remains not only because of their content, but also because Moses wasn't afraid to listen to an in-law who had become his friend. Marcelli suggested that I read this part of the verse for you guys to understand a little bit of the context. So Moses was acting as the only judge of the people. When they had a dispute, a problem with whatever was going on in the situation, they would come to Moses and Moses would seek God and he would kind of give them God's commands, God's decree through that. And so here is verse 15. Moses answered, "Because the people come to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it's brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and instructions." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. You and these people who have come here will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring the disputes to him." So he's basically saying, have judges, have other people step into this place with you, because what you're doing, it's too much. When it said Moses was the busiest man, it's literally true. Moses was so busy. Yeah. And so the father-in-law, he was pouring his heart out. Moses was pouring his heart out to the father-in-law, and he was saying, we're doing this, and God saved us from Egypt and from Pharaoh, and they're happy, they're grateful, but the father-in-law is looking with love. Hey, Moses, you're doing too much, man. Just like the manna yesterday, you know, it's not a blessing anymore. You need to have some people help you. And so you had an awesome comment. Go ahead about this.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that it's such a great advice that his father-in-law was saying, telling him to get some people to help him and some godly people that would also help everyone, all the people of God, to have some godly advice. Mm-hmm. And that's not bad. That's how we do church nowadays too, right? The pastor is not alone, at least not supposed to be alone. And we are a body and we are all working together. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great advice. So things were not so heavy for him, and God blessed that advice, that decision.
In this story, I really love the heart of Moses and the heart of the father-in-law, that they weren't both just two prideful men. Oh, I'm better. I don't need your advice. But they both were receptive of this situation. First, we see Moses saying all the things that have happened, right? And Jethro saw Moses dealing with all the problems, you know, so they had good hearts. Our first question here today, Moses treated his father-in-law with respect and as a friend. What can this passage teach us about relating to our in-laws? What if our in-laws aren't particularly friend-worthy? What are some of the ways we can still have a positive relationship with them? So yeah, he treated him with respect and as a friend. What about that? What do you think?
I think respect is a big thing in this, because sometimes our in-laws are going to come with some ideas or for us, and it's hard to say about us because I feel like it's so easy. My mom is very respectful. Every time she came to tell something, she was always like, she held herself like to not just bring up her thoughts, and it just in the right moment she talked to me to give me some advice. But she was very reserved. Mm-hmm. She never came in like in the middle of a situation, like being around her, right? And Dallas's parents also have been bringing some good advices for us since the beginning of our marriage, right?
Mm-hmm. Even from so far away.
Yeah, like for example, this Bible.
Yeah, they gave us this Bible.
And one thing that I want to mention, like for us, I was saying that it's easier. I feel like it's a little easier for us, but there's a couple that we were at the marriage group, and they had a process with their in-laws of healing, a process of healing with their in-laws. Mm-hmm. Like in both sides, they were fighting. They didn't respect each other. They didn't like the choices of who you married to. So it was horrible. It was hard. But then they started praying for those situations and being more forgiven and ask for forgiveness for everyone. They made a meeting with one family, one side of the family, and then the other, like a lunch time, and ask for forgiveness for their attitude. And that brought so much healing to their family. And now they treat each other with so much more respect.
Yeah.
So if we had that situation, we would have to do that. It would be amazing, right? But that would be my advice, like for people to just trust the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Even if you didn't sin, if you don't think that you sinned against them, for them, there's something that you did that offended them.
Mm-hmm.
So asking for forgiveness, it's like put their guards down.
Yeah.
Coming humble also helps other people to come humble too. Sometimes, of course, it doesn't work, but God will work through your attitude, through your humility. So he will do the job.
Mm-hmm. The second question, Jethro earned the right to give Moses advice. What are some ways we can allow that kind of process to happen with our in-laws? I think Marcelli's touching on it. Come with humility, you know, approach them with humility. And Jethro earned the right to talk to Moses. Well, Moses confided in Jethro. He was there. He was explaining the whole situation. Moses opened his heart up to Jethro, who's explaining the things, right?
Such a friend.
Being honest, being transparent. Hey, this is what we're struggling with here in Israel. This is what's going on. He saw him working in action. Jethro saw Moses dealing with the problems of the people. He heard the testimonies of God saving them and the people of Israel from Pharaoh and all of that stuff. And so just be honest. Explain your heart to them, you know?
And we kind of like to share with our families, like with our in-laws, everything that is going on in our lives, every new that happens or even the struggles, right? We call your family or we tell my family, my mom, and what is going on. So they, it's always...
So they're praying or you know, at least
they can pray and understand.
Mm-hmm. And our third question here, do you think God used Jethro to get a message to Moses? Why didn't God deliver that message directly? Wow, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I think God absolutely spoke through Jethro.
Yeah.
And Jethro came with wisdom too. Only do this if it's according to what God is saying for you already, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's amazing advice because God speaks through donkeys.
Oh my gosh.
God speaks through wives. God speaks through children.
Why?
God speaks through Jethro.
Why are we in the same level as a donkey?
God speaks through husbands. And I think if you are open to receive, God can use your spouse to speak to you. Absolutely. Your in-laws.
Your in-law.
As well. The same level. All donkeys. In-laws. Husbands, wives. Kids.
Forgive us, Lord.
That's funny.
Forgive my husband. So he doesn't know why he does.
I think that's a really good question. Why didn't God deliver that message directly to Moses? Because God was already speaking to Moses directly. Why did he have to go around to Jethro and put it on his heart? Well, why? Because I think God is intentional about what he does. He wanted to help that relationship grow. He wanted Moses to humble himself a little bit too.
Yeah, I think also... maybe God wanted to see his attitude when his father-in-law came with this idea.
He knew that we would need a good example in the Bible of a good in-law situation. That's why. So
I don't know. He has a plan. He totally has a plan. God knows. And also, if you think, I think the in-laws at that time were very respected.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you just throw away what they say. Like for Jacob, for example, he worked for 7 years to have Rachel because his father-in-law asked. And then he gave Leah to him. And then he said, oh, now you can work more 7 years because you can't have the older daughter, the younger daughter before the older. So he had to respect him. So I think there is a different relationship at that time between in-laws and in our culture. It's so disrespectful.
The word in-laws, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why it has this
like,
negative.
Or if you think Peter Healy receiving the healing for his mother-in-law, Jesus healed.
True.
You know? So, and he, I don't know, it's just like a different time, different relationship that they had at that time. I think nowadays things are worse.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. The world gets worse.
And how can you apply this to your life? Who is God speaking through in your life? And are you listening? Are they coming with wisdom? And are they bringing godly advice to you? Because God can speak through anybody. He can speak through situations. He can speak through coworkers. He can speak through husbands or wives or even your children. Right? My son, he's a little young for God to speak through him. But if he does, I'm going to listen. I'm going to bring it to God. Lord, are you speaking? Ba-ba-bi-ba.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Ah, he does. The other day, he just...
Oh, he's so awesome. Yeah. He's learning to speak.
No, not speak. He upset a little girl, a baby girl, 1 year and 2 months girl, baby girl, in the playing room at the church. I think he was... rolling his little car in her forehead. She didn't like. And then she went to the door to go to leave. And I said, Elijah, she didn't like. Say sorry. And he didn't know how to speak, right? So he got up. He went there and hugged her. And then she was fine. She came back to play with him. She just needed a hug. I think she was not expecting for that either. But it was so cute. Like, he's 1 year and 5 months. And all we, the moms, we were looking at that. We are like, oh, but he had that attitude by himself. I said, say sorry. Like, he's not going to say anything. But he did what he could. He went and hugged her. So they are forgiven already. They are humble, you know, even being a baby. Yeah. That's why Jesus says, let come the children before me, right? Mm-hmm.
Perfect, guys. Well, thank you for joining us on this episode today, learning from our in-laws. We can learn a lot from our in-laws. So pay attention, be open. Let's remove this negative connotation of in-laws. Let's treat them with love and respect as a friend, just as Moses did with Jethro. So this is a great example for us. Mark, can you end us with a prayer?
Yes. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this moment. Thank you so much for this devotional, Lord, for us to understand your perspective, Lord, in the Bible, Lord, and knowing how you want relationships to be. You don't want just a love story when we get married to the person and then forget all the family, Lord. You don't want us to forget all of our family, Lord, but you want to us to continue the relationship with them and respect our spouses, fathers and mothers, Lord. You want us to respect our in-laws, our grandparents, everyone, Lord, in our family. And thank you for showing us that today, Lord, and throughout all the history, Lord. Help us to be better and be more respectful, more loving, more kind, Lord, all of us, all of your children, Lord, to have this different attitude, Lord, and just shine among the people from the world, Lord, and where they just mock their in-laws or they don't treat with respect, Lord, but let us be respectful and loving and kind with them, Lord. Help us with this, Lord Jesus. We need your help. We cannot do it alone. And we are better just with you. And we pray, glorify you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.